was the last time you went to a gig? I don't know, you were probably more worried about having a good time than thinking of the impact of the loud music, were you? Do you often think, how's my hearing doing? Should I be wearing earplugs? A leading charity is warning that unsafe sound levels at live music events are causing widespread preventable hearing damage. This is research being done by Tinnitus UK, suggesting that 8 in 10 of us suffer reduced hearing after attending a gig, which they say is a clear sign of noise-induced damage, and around a fifth are actually living with permanent hearing loss. I mean, I think I got my tinnitus 15 years ago, 16 years ago, as a result of being at a party, very loud music. I had a cold, which was affecting my ear, and the ringing just never went away. How many of us are in the same boat? Dr. Fabrice Bardi is from Bristol, a hearing neuroscientist and clinical audiologist. He set up a support group for people suffering from tinnitus in Bristol. Hello to you. Great to get you on the show.
Nice, and thank you for having me.
Interesting. I spent a good couple of months, actually, when I first got my tinnitus, going to a support group. And I've got to admit, I was quite surprised as to how it did help. Initially, I thought, well, I'm going to live with this. What's the point in talking about it? Actually, it was really nice to be around people discussing things. How have you found the support group?
The support group is something that we are going to set up in the coming months. And I think that something which is so important for people who are experiencing tinnitus to feel that there is things that they can do about the ringing in your ears, which can be at times very distressing. And knowing it's often that we hear, if you go to your doctor, that, oh, sorry, there's nothing you can do, which is not true. And I think it's one of the founding that suddenly there is way to be able to find strategy that can help you to cope with the ringing is so important. As you said, when you get into a group, you also have the opportunity to talk to other people who are experiencing something similar. And tinnitus is invisible. Nobody can see that you are experiencing a loud ringing in your ears. And sometimes you feel that other people, when you talked about it, are going to catastrophize. They, oh, that's terrible. And that's not terrible. That's a benign body sensation that we can focus on in case we are worried about it. But the important aspect is that there is strategies that can really help you to make that your body can habituate to the sound.
What exactly is it? I know that might sound like quite a basic question, but people do define it as, oh, they've got ringing in their ears. But what exactly has happened to the eardrum, and why is there no cure for it?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And that's probably the million-dollar question, actually. So it feels like it's a simple question, but actually it's not that simple. Often there's a link between the ringing and a damage inside the ear organ that we call the cochlea. So it's like a small snail, a tiny, tiny cell, where there is some cell which unfortunately, when they got damaged, they can't regrow. Interestingly, in nature, we see that certain animals or certain birds have the capacity to regrow air cells. In humans, we currently cannot do that. When these air cells are damaged, often there's a lack of input which is sent to the auditory brain. And because the signal is not transmitted to the auditory brain, then the brain has a tendency to amplify and turn up the volume. We call that central gain mechanism. So it's basically the brain trying to compensate for the lack of input inside the hearing organ.
And I mean, let's be honest, it doesn't take a genius to think that loud music gigs, there is this strong connection, isn't there? And I think more people wearing perhaps maybe ear pods as headphones that go right into the ear can't be good, can it?
Oh, it's all about level and time of exposure. So if we combine both, like someone who is listening to loud music for a long time has a higher risk to be damaging their hearing. As I said earlier, unfortunately, once these hair cells are gone, it's once in a lifetime. You're not going to be able to regrow them. So it's where you need to take care of your ears, because once you experience tinnitus, often is going to be permanent. And therefore, We are often aware that there is a risk, but then the challenge is like, it doesn't mean that we're going to protect ourselves. And it's really during this this campaign, our role is to be able to help to change behavior. People are wearing a helmet nowadays when they are riding their bike. Can we potentially be able to get some earplugs on our key rings that allows us that when we go to the ear gig or to a live event, to have basically this ear protection close to us and so that we can wear them?
It was interesting. I think it was when I was last, I saw a gig at, is it still called Exchange in Bristol? They change their names, I feel like, every year. I was at Exchange. But somebody said to me, they went, well, no, they should have earplugs for you. So if you go to the bar or wherever you are and say, if you got some earplugs, they should have them. And fair to them, they did. And I did use them, because the fear now of mine getting worse is enough to drive me to want to get earplugs.
Yeah, and so it's what we want to drive. And this is a message that we want to add during this week. If any venue should be able to get, have some earplugs available for the people who goes to the venue. And we should be able to be proud to wear the earplugs. Because it's sometimes we feel a bit silly at start, but there's a change. There's a change in behavior, and things that we want to amplify this change to make sure that when you go to a ear gig or like so to a live concert, then you have the reflex to put your earplugs in and feel safe, so that tomorrow you're not potentially wake up with a ringing in your ear.
Yeah, no, it's such a good point. Will you let us know when the support group gets up and running?
Yes, and if I can say, so anybody who is interested in Bristol, please contact us. We set up an email, which is bristoltinnitusgroup@gmail.com. And so please contact us if you want to join this group. It's here, it's free. It's like we want to make it as accessible as possible. And last thing, if you want during this week to try strategy that because you are struggling with your tinnitus, then we set up a tool which is here to help you understand what strategy could potentially work for you. And so if you want to go online on tools.mindear.com, and so tools.mindear.com, and then here you will basically get access. It's a challenge. It's a sound wellness challenge where you're going to get day after day access to strategies that can help you to manage your tinnitus. So last message, there is hope. If you have been struggling, there is a possibility to get to a place where your brain is not noticing the sound. Doesn't mean the sound is not present, but getting to a place where you don't feel distress anymore.
Absolutely. I can't recommend that enough. Thank you so much, Fabrice. It's been lovely meeting you. Dr. Fabrice Brady there from Bristol, hearing neuroscientist and clinical audiologist, looking to set up a support group then. So if you're interested, that email again, it's Bristol Tinnitus Group, all one word, bristoltinnitusgroup@gmail.com. All the best. Thank you very much. Right. See you later.